So let's go from raising glowworms to raising chickens with the Chicken Queen. Chickens are clever and charismatic and giving and full of personality, says Raewyn Norton. She's an authority on all things poultry, and Raewyn joins me now. Hello there.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. Nice to talk to you. Where did you get interested in chickens?
Was born with the love of chickens, I think.
Really?
Yeah, you just, when these children say they love chickens, they love chickens. I mean, it's like having a dog or having a cat, but when your child actually says, I really love chickens, they do. It's just something that you can't stop.
Do we think of them as, you know, because I guess until this conversation I thought of them as stock, you know, like, you know, something that you would look after and perhaps get the eggs from, but I hadn't really thought of them as pets. But do you think of them as pets?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They will sit in a pushchair, let you dress them, give them the favourite foods, follow you around. They love gardening with you. They are stock, but they are pets as well. And, I mean, it's like somebody having a pet cow and a pet sheep, isn't it? It's no different.
How would you describe their personalities?
Their personalities? They are very, very clever.
Really?
They've actually been proven to have two brains.
Come on now.
They have sort of a brain, but it's separate. And they have one eye that's permanently in the sky and one eye that's permanently on the ground. So they've got a prey-predator type of brain, especially roosters. They'll be watching the sky for hawks to protect the females, and they'll constantly be able to look on the ground as well. So you'll never, ever catch a chicken. The only way you'll catch a chicken is if it's head down and feeding, and you can grab it from behind because it didn't see you. They'll find a gap in a, you know, in their pen. They'll know to get in and out. There's actually experiments done where they'll, you know, they've got like trays of food and they'll divide them up, and then the chicken will remember which one the food is in.
Oh.
They're extremely clever.
If people have questions,
never underestimate them.
No, okay, I won't. If people have questions, they can text them to me quickly on 2101. Would you ever get one chicken, or would that be a bit mean?
No. You get a flock. A flock is more than three. So two's company, but three's a sort of flock. I always suggest people to get three. And, of course, the maximum you're allowed in an urban Auckland area is six. No roosters and no ducks. You're not allowed ducks either.
Interesting.
So it's good to know that you can have three till six is a maximum. You can't have more than that in built up areas, and definitely no roosters because you don't want to be inconsiderate to the neighbour.
Yeah. How much space do you need, and what sort of space?
Yeah, it's very little space. As long as they've got good pen size, the pen size depends on how many chickens, you see. So if you want to build your own with a little garden shed at the back corner and you want to let them out, but you don't want to get them in your garden, because this is the thing, you see, chickens love gardens. So you have to have your chickens well fenced and your garden well fenced.
Right.
One or the other. unless you, of course, you don't mind your chickens eating your vegetables, but you know they love to scratch around, dust baths, that sort of thing. So they just you don't need a big space, but you need a space that they're not going to inhibit your garden. Because I have a garden, but I have my chickens in cages. But I do free range them in the winter when I don't have the garden, and it doesn't matter. So they can scratch around and do whatever they want to do there, and I can leave them out open. But if you don't want your duck garden disturbed, then you either need to cover your gardens, protect your gardens, or have your chickens in, you know, like really nice coops with waterers and feeders. And, yeah, and they love, because, you see, the thing with chickens is, you see, you've got this automatic, you don't need to throw your scraps out in the rubbish. They're like a recycling little bit.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to ask you how much feeding they take.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you've got a good family and you're eating lettuce and you take off the lettuce leaves and the leftover cheese for the children, and the, if you haven't got a dog, you can throw the little bits of meat in there. They love meat. They run into meat. So you can put all your little scraps in a little, like, 2-litre, you know, container, and give them that at the end of the day with the wet bread and leftover milk, you know, leftover yogurt. They love all that sort of stuff. So anything that's left over when you're cleaning your fridge out or whatever, you know, there's leftovers from the kids, you just put that in a little 2-litre container with a lid on it. You give them that feed in the, you know, in the morning or the afternoon, and then you give them a grain feed, a really good grain feed, either morning or night as well. So you actually feed them one lot of grains a day, and then one little your scraps a day, you know, and that can be peas, you know, cooked peas, cooked carrot, cooked potato gravy, all that stuff. They'll eat it all.
Just quickly before we go, they take a lot of cleaning up after?
Well, you see, if you've got a garden, it's great, you see, because you just clean up out the chicken coop and you've got your manure.
Yeah.
Everything in my garden has got chicken manure in it. Yeah. It's just amazing. So, you know, it's really good to have chickens, but, you know, you do have to be prepared. But, I mean, you don't have to put the chickens in the pound, you see. You can leave them in a cage with a lot of water and a lot of food, and they'll be fine for a couple of days while
nice
you're away on
a
weekend. Yeah.
So you will have inspired some people this afternoon, Raywin. Thanks for your enthusiasm, and thanks for the sort of the starter guide.
What I'd like to say...
Yeah, just quickly, real quickly.
Our heritage birds, they're all on the internet. There's lots of different breeds. There's like
okay, tell me the website quickly.
Just on YouTube. Just put on YouTube chickens for New Zealand.
YouTube chickens for New Zealand. Well done.